Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Megan in Oklahoma City. My story actually has to do with animals. Ever since I was little, I've had a very strong connection to animals. I could just kind of read them. I can tell which ones are more intelligent than others. So last year, I was dating a guy whose family lived in West Virginia. We lived in Oklahoma City. And his dad passed away. And at the time, he had about a year and a half, black lab. His mom didn't want to keep him because she already had two dogs, and that was just too much for her to handle by herself. And so we got to keep him. We took him home with us, and he was just a very smart dog. I mean, he's one of those dumb dogs that's really smart for his own, too smart for his own good. And so him and I had a very close connection. My depression is really bad over the winter, and I had a really bad winter last year, and he actually helped me to not commit suicide one night. He's just an amazing dog. He's so good at reading people. I mean, there was even one day that my boyfriend and I were standing in the kitchen, and we were just having a good, happy, light conversation, and the conversation turned to his dad. And as soon as we started talking about his dad, the dog looked up at us, and he just started, you could see the sadness and the sorrow in his eyes. I mean, he knew exactly what we were talking about. We never said his dad's name. I mean, it was just amazing. And so when we broke up, that was about in February, it's July now, I didn't get to see him anymore. We kind of had sort of a dog custody battle. And on the 4th of July, I had gone about an hour south of Oklahoma City to see some friends' parents and just spend some time with them. And the whole day, I just felt exhausted. And come to find out, the dog had jumped the fence that night and got hit by a car and was killed. And about a week before this, I had come home from work really late one night. It was about 10 or 11 o'clock. And I believe it was the Saturday before the 4th of July, because that was on a Tuesday. I was talking to some neighbors, and this little dog just came and wandered over, and she looked kind of like a shepherd, sort of Rottweiler lab mix. And she came into my house. She followed me home to my apartment, and I just felt so bad for her. I let her in. She jumped up onto my bed. She didn't pee on anything. So I was like, okay, you can stay. And I kind of took a picture of her, and I was debating if I was going to be able to keep this dog or not. And so I realized that I didn't have any dog food for her. So I was going to go and get some. And as soon as I opened my apartment door, she just took off. And I think that those two things together were a sign from Snoop that he was going to be passing. And so that was not even a week ago. And I'm waiting for more signs from this dog, because he is just incredible. I don't think the paranormal is limited to just the human realm. So thank you for listening to my story. I love your guys' show, and keep up the good work. Thank you.
If you want more Real Ghost Stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an Extra Podcast Person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com. or patreon.com/realghoststories.